at the Mercedes-Benz Museum with Gordon Wagner, Chief Design Officer, Daimler AG. An article published on Mercedes-Benz.com. Every visitor to the Mercedes-Benz Museum will discover the diversity of the exhibition and the architecture from a very individual perspective. But which focal points of the museum and which of the stories they tell will become the focal point of that personal perception? Today, we'll provide some insight from Gordon Wagner, Chief Design Officer at Daimler AG. The Mercedes-Benz Museum is the brand's treasure chamber. I'm inspired by this place because the great exhibits document our long, great brand and product history, and because they also provide the impetus for new design ideas. But as a designer, I keep looking ahead, of course, to create something new. That's what drives me. That's what drives us all in design. My team knows I get up every morning with one objective. Come on, let's do something fantastic. The history that the museum preserves always points the way for the brand and for our work. One classic example, the Mercedes brand was founded in 1902 and is therefore almost 120 years old. It has its origins in Nice as a luxury brand. Luxury is allowed to be opulent in a positive sense. It can express strength without being obtrusive, and that is exactly what we're doing with Mercedes-Benz vehicles. As far as opulence is concerned, the 1930s were a high point. Greater opulence than in the 500K Special Roadster from 1935, which the museum shows in Legend Room 3, is hardly conceivable. That car was the epitome of luxury, a dream car. With its breathtakingly beautiful bodywork, that great cockpit, its bold overall conception. What does this mean for Mercedes-Benz today? It's obvious. A luxury car can be opulent, and at the same time totally relaxed. That's what every Mercedes-Benz car reflects. The 500K Special Roadster has an extraordinarily beautiful cockpit. It is absolutely stylish and designed with excellent clarity, right down to the finest detail. The finely detailed dials, the perfect colouring, the aesthetically pleasing, functional arrangement of all the instruments and switches. These are state-of-the-art features. This is exactly the same reason why our modern wraparound digital instrument clusters are also so well received. Its display technology is right up to the minute. Thanks to its elaborate graphic design and intuitive user interface, it's as timeless and elegant as the dashboards of yesteryear. Imagine all the dream cars that have been in the history of the company. For example, the 300 SLR Uhlenhaut Coupe from 1955, now standing in Legend Room 4. A real rocket. It would easily leave some of today's super sports cars standing. And its design is fantastic. The car was only built twice. One is here in the museum, and the second can be seen regularly at international classic car events. Sportiness is also to be found in the genes of the brand. This is where the current radiator grille of the Mercedes AMG came from. Where did the idea come from? From the 1952 300 SL racing sports car, which you can admire in Legend Room 7. Silver arrows, races and records, along with numerous other sports cars. No other brand has as many treasures as Mercedes-Benz, and with every new car, we continue the story and fill the ancestral lines with life. That's what makes my job so exciting. The work on the Vision Mercedes Simplex sculpture, which we presented in September 2019 in Nice, that is, at the brand's place of origin, was fascinating. Only a brand as strong as Mercedes-Benz can succeed in merging history and the future in this way. Vision Mercedes Simplex symbolizes the transition to a new era of Mercedes-Benz luxury.